After the Paris attacks, some Muslims around the world felt compelled to distance themselves from the violence and from the attackers who claimed to act in the name of Islam. Some posed with signs that read, "Not in my name." So with that sort of vibe in the air, it's got to be a tough time to produce a lighthearted podcast called Good Muslim, Bad Muslim. Not really, say podcast creators Taz Ahmad and Zara Norbash. Taz says this is actually a good time to show the lighter side of the Muslim community and to answer the many questions people seem to have about Islamic culture.
Myself and Zara were involved with this book called Love Inshallah, which was a book that came out a couple years ago about the secret love lives of American Muslim women. And while we were doing this book tour, we just were confronted by all these questions that were being asked of us about what it was like to be Muslim. And we just thought it was really weird because these were questions that we didn't really expect to receive. So we kind of just started joking around on social media, and we found that the people that were following us on social media really wanted to know what we were thinking and have those conversations.
Zara Norbash, what were the kinds of questions you were getting during that book tour that prompted you both to start this podcast?
I got a lot of questions about asking me how Muslim I was when people would hear that I drank and I ate pork, but I still called myself a Muslim. They saw me as somehow, quote unquote, assimilated and referred to me as a good Muslim, which I thought was hilarious because both those things make me technically a bad Muslim.
A bad Muslim in your own community. And I should add that, Zara, your parents immigrated from Iran, and Taz, your parents immigrated from Bangladesh.
Yes. So
explain this for me. What? Let's get back to what you just said, Zara. I mean, what do Muslims or Muslim community that you're from think a good Muslim is, and how does that differ from what a non-Muslim thinks?
I think that, a good Muslim is one within community standards who practices, who prays five times a day, who fasts, who observes holidays, and unlike me, doesn't discover a lot of Muslim holidays with Twitter hashtags.
How about you,
the fact?
How about you, Taz?
Well, so I never drank, and I still don't drink, and I never got involved with drugs when I was young, but I used to love going to punk shows, and I think that, in my parents' eyes, really made me a terrible daughter, terrible Muslim daughter. And I think that's kind of that contradiction because all my friends were really considered me the good kid in school, and at home I was considered the bad kid. So I think that whole contradiction was just ridiculous. And so I think we just kind of play upon that ridiculousness with this podcast, and we're really excited to see how we move this forward.
I'm curious also whether you're two women, you have this podcast. I'm wondering whether you are also in some ways having a conversation symbolically with your own family and parents about what being a good Muslim is. I'm sure there's nuances about being women and Muslim that you must deal with about what your proper role is. And do you find yourself challenging the image of Muslim woman in your podcast?
I hope so. I mean, that's one of the things that we had to deal with when we were doing Love Inshallah. We were definitely challenging how people perceived Muslim women and how we experienced love and life in America. And I hope that our podcast does that. I mean, I think we're both a little bit older. We're in our mid-30s. And I think a lot of the issues that we had to deal with as teenagers in this country are a lot different than what we have to deal with now. We have a certain amount of confidence now, which we didn't have when we were the confused teenagers growing up in this country. I think go ahead.
I was just going to add on to that and say I think it also, for me, there's a way that it provides a sense of community that I didn't have growing up as a teenager.
What kind of things do you joke about in the podcast? What kind of things do you have fun with?
Oh, we do everything from declaring fatwas to giving out good Muslim awards. Complaining about questions that we've gotten, awkward ask a Muslim question.
Ooh, give us an example.
Last night, actually, I was asked out on a date, and the guy asked me in the middle of our conversation, "So how does this work? Do I have to like talk to your father or something?"
And what did you say?
Which was just such a buzzkill.
Also, you're married.
Aside from the fact that I'm married, there is that. That was probably the bigger buzzkill there.
Yeah.
What about, do you take on kind of other sort of issues in Islam or, you know, supposed dietary restrictions or things like that? I mean, do you, you know, or what you're supposed to wear? I mean, or is me simply asking those things, you know, predictable, absurd questions for Muslims.
It's a little predictable, but I think one of the fun things about this is we get asked these questions so many times. When we're in this kind of a situation, we kind of have to answer seriously. But on a podcast, when it's just the two of us, we can be a lot more humorous about how we're answering these questions, which will be fun, I think. I mean, we are just starting this podcast, so we're not quite sure in what direction it's going to go. But I'm looking forward to So we've been having these conversations on our own individually, and other people just kind of who are around us really laugh along with us. So we're hoping that we're able to bring up a lot more people with us.
I do always have fun with the fact that, you know, I call myself the pork eating, alcohol drinking Muslim, and my husband doesn't eat pork for political reasons. You know, he's a vegetarian and he doesn't drink and he's atheist, but in a lot of ways he's more Muslim than I am.
So, ladies, final question. How does one actually be a good Muslim?
Oh, which angle do we answer from?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
So, okay, if you're by media standards, if you're going to be a good Muslim that practices as a Muslim, then we should both have really long beards.
Yes.
And really angry faces. Mm-hmm. And just hate cartoons.
Yes.
A lot. And then by being a very, very good Muslim in that regard, then our bad strain of Islam will come forth by itself and manifest. That's my answer. How about you, Tez?
I'm going with your answer because it was so good.
Tez Ahmad and Zara Norbash are the creators of the new podcast, Good Muslim, Bad Muslim. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.